Okay, so the parsha talks a lot about animals. Yaakov Avinu giving all the brachas to all the shvatim. Yisachar chamor gorim robeitz ben hamishpasayim. Yisachar would be a strong bone donkey. That's what the parsha talks about animals. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about animals. Someone comes to Rav Zilberstein with the following question: Reuven's children loved animals. Every single time he looked over his shoulder, they were constantly bringing them home: dogs, chickens, rabbits, turtles, birds, and so on and so on. Reuven and his wife were going crazy from the noise and the smell that all these animals bring. And they're also worried about issues of Tsar Ba'al Chayim, causing pain to the animals, and also the halacha of feeding them first, which you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. Finally, they had enough is enough. They said, we're getting rid of all the animals. So the children begged and pleaded. And finally, after a long conversation, the parents decided they could only keep one animal. So which animal should they keep? So they come to the Zilberstein, they say, which animal should the children keep? Very interesting, Shaila. So Zilberstein writes, the Gemara in Tainis writes on Daf Chav Dalam and Alf, an amazing story, that Rav once visited a certain place that didn't have any rain. He declared a fast day, but still didn't rain. We know the Gemara in Tainis talks a lot about these issues. Finally, someone stepped forward to lead the Tfilos, and they said, Ma'ashiv Roch, Amorid Hageshem. And finally, it started to rain for the person who said, Ma'ashiv Roch, Amorid Hageshem, the one who makes the wind blow, and he's the one who makes the rain fall. So Rav, the Gemara says, Rav went back to this person and said, what great merit do you have that your tefillos were immediately answered? The man explained that I'm a Torah teacher. When children do not want to learn, I bribe them with fish until they return to their studies. I bribe them with a fish until they return to be able to learn Torah strong. So the Ben Ish Chai has a very, very beautiful insight in the Ben Ayo on Shas of why Dafka did he bribe him with fish. He says he used the fish for specific reasons. Number one, he gave the children the fish as bribes in order to establish a good kesher, a good relationship with them, so they will listen to him. You do something good for me, I'll do something good for you. Secondly, he used the fish more specifically as an example through which to teach them important lessons. He said to them, just as fish live in the water and cannot survive without it, so do the Jewish people live in Torah and they cannot survive without it also. As you know, this is very familiar to the Gemara Brachas between Rabbi Kiva and Pappas, or in Gemara Brachas and Samach Aleph Amad Beis. And he said, so too, a Jew has to, a Jew can't live any second without water, right? The whole story with the fish and the fox trying to get the fish out of the water, so on and so forth. So too, says the Ben Ish Chai, this rabbi was telling his kids that we can't go a second without Torah. He said, thirdly, that the Ben Ish Chai says, fish have no eyelids. Apparently fish have no eyelids. Their eyes are always open. So too, our eyes should always be open to learn Torah. We should rub the sleep from our eyes to continue learning Torah as much as we can. We know from the Baal HaTanya, he doesn't quote this Rav Zilberstein, but we know this from the Baal HaTanya and other Hasidic sources that a person should go to sleep thinking about Torah. A person should, wherever they walk in the street, they should try to say different things by heart. But specifically going to sleep, a person should think of Torah. Since there are many lessons, says Rav Zilberstein, maybe we could say that fish would be the first thing that they should keep. However, when this raya was brought to Rav Zilberstein, this raya was just a havamina brought to Rav Zilberstein, he argued and said the Gemara never meant to set an amazing thing about fish for future doros. It wasn't supposed to be used as an educational tool. The teacher just happened to have fish, Rav Zilberstein said. It was a coincidence. So he used them as his advantage to help teach Torah. But if he had dogs, he would use dogs. Well, dogs, as we know, that in the Gemara says that, and Rashi says that it's a malachim, so dogs may not be the best thing. But he said there's nothing so special about fish. And he says, in the Gemara, and Avin also tells us, on Daf Kuvah Medbeis, an amazing thing, that if the Torah wasn't given, we would learn different traits from different animals. We learn sneeze from the cat. We learn honesty from ants, that they gather food, they don't steal from another. And we learn fidelity from the dove, which is very loyal to its mate. So Zilberstein concludes and says the father can choose whichever animal. It has nothing to do with fish, but the Ben Ish Chai has beautiful ideas in the Gemara over there, in Tainis and Chavdala and Aleph. But however, the father can choose whichever animal he feels would be most useful in educating his children. So Hashem should bless us. We should know the correct things, be able to how to educate our children with the right ways of getting them to be able to learn, whether it be food, candy, whatever it is, a little more expensive prizes, this and that, and Be'ez Hashem will be able to do that. Mito shalol lishma, bal lishma, and Be'ez Hashem will be able to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.